This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 364, Red Flags of IELTS Resources.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show. In this episode, we talk about the shocking truth of how some sites and resources care more about student money and less about student success. Find out how to not fall into this trap today. What's up, Jessica? How are you feeling today?
I'm doing well. Yeah.
Awesome.
Just looking forward to an awesome play day with my son as soon as we're done recording. We have all day to play outside in the snow. It's going to be awesome. What about you? What are you going to do with the rest of your day?
The rest of my day, actually, I am going to my meditation center tonight for a nice talk. They give talks on Wednesday nights that I like to go to. I'm going to the gym as well. I have a problem right now with my calf muscle. So I'm getting some rehab exercises to try to fix it. Everything's out of balance, so I'm going to fix that.
Oh, man. Yeah, you need to, because aren't you going on a trek in Peru?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I know.
I hope that all gets sorted.
Oh, thank you. I hope so, too.
But whatever. Even if you can't walk 100 miles, it's not 100 miles, but you're going to be in Peru with awesome people and it'll be fun.
So, it's going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome.
So, guys, in preparation for this episode today, I just wondered what it was like from a student perspective if you are just beginning your search for resources, or not even just beginning, like you just are surfing the web trying to find some IELTS advice. So all I did, I went to Google and I typed in IELTS advice. That's it. Just those two words. And of course, British Council stuff came up first. Of course, trust that, right? And then almost immediately after the British Council stuff was this really weird site. It's called, and if you have made this site and you're listening, which I doubt, go ahead and get in touch and you can explain yourself. But this is called goodluckielts.com. So Lindsay has more of a background in this, like, website developing, online presence, all this stuff. She knows way more about this than I do. So Lindsay, what did you think when you saw this website?
Yeah. Well, when I look at the homepage, Good Luck IELTS, the first thing that I see is a bunch of links, not only to, well, a lot of them are to Amazon, to specific recommendation books, IELTS books and Amazon, but it's also other ads that are completely unrelated to IELTS too, like a email marketing ad.
So weird.
Yeah. Landing page ad. So what I think of is that this person set out with this business idea to make money as an affiliate site, right? And these exist in every niche online. People basically put a website out for a topic that draws a lot of attention, right? There's a lot of people taking the IELTS exam, and that's how they chose this topic. And they went ahead and just created a bunch of content. They may have hired some people who know IELTS to write out some of the content, or maybe they just, I'm not sure exactly how they got the content, but what I can tell you is their main focus is probably not teaching IELTS. It's probably making money on these affiliate links, because when you click from their website over to Amazon, they get a kickback, meaning they get a percentage of the sale because these are affiliate. Right. As I look at the link right now, it's a link co. You can tell that it's an affiliate link based on the link.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So
that's crazy. Okay. So guys, I'll talk about how the IELTS information that is here is not very helpful, but just from what Lindsay said, this is the first thing to be careful of, right? When you're looking for IELTS websites to help you in your preparation. If there are a lot of random ads, if there are a lot of ads or a lot of connections to other sites to sell you things, like that's a red flag.
Yeah, I was going to say it's the difference between, does the person who created the website start out as a teacher as their foundation in the beginning, right, and then maybe they build a course and yes, they sell it like we do, or do they start out as an internet marketer or a business, right, person trying to find any way? This person might also have 10 other affiliate sites in other niches, just because it's those crazy niches make lots of traffic for those other niches, like cars or, I don't know, cookware, wow, or something, right? So, we're not 100% sure about this, but that's how it looks to us right now by looking at it. So,
yep. I mean, the first thing you know, well, it like doesn't even fill the whole page. It's like, it's not a good looking website. So I wouldn't trust it because of that. But then, yeah, click through any of this stuff and it's all ads. It's all just different products for you to buy. So, that's the first red flag. And then when you do dig in to the actual IELTS advice, it is vague and it doesn't actually tell you what to do. Like, there's nothing that will really give you like specific advice to help you get scores here. First of all, there's nothing about like specific scores or the scoring system. It's just like, do this. It's not a good idea to do that. Like, okay. So for example, this person says, or this website says, write in an organized way. So divide your writing into paragraphs.
Yeah, it's very vague.
And it is confusing to be faced with a block of writing with no divisions. You wouldn't expect to read a magazine article or book like this. Always divide your writing into paragraphs. And that's all it says. It doesn't tell you like how many paragraphs or like how to organize ideas. That's all it says.
Yeah, actually, on second thought, I doubt that this person even hired someone who's an expert in IELTS. They probably just hired a general English teacher to write this. You know, they probably didn't even go that far as to hire an expert in IELTS, right? So you're not even getting. Anyways.
Yeah, there's absolutely nothing about this is a 6, this is a 7, this is an 8. There's absolutely nothing about the scoring system here. And then just like one more quick thing that it says here. It says, write clearly. This is not the time or place to experiment with new vocabulary or idioms. And that part is true, right? We talked recently about not to take risks on exam day. But then it says, use simple, clear English to get your ideas across in a powerful way. That's hilarious. First of all, using simple, quote unquote, simple English. Guys, you're smarter than this. You know that's the way to a 5 for vocabulary. Mm-hmm. Like this, it doesn't make sense as far as like if you want high scores, this is not the advice to get you there.
Oh my gosh. You guys deserve so much better than this. I mean, this person this person does not have your test score in mind. They have their affiliate income in mind. Okay. It's all about, making money off of your eyes and your clicks being on this website. It's nothing about your score.
Hello, IELTS Energy listeners. If you are also tired of searching fruitlessly for resources online, not knowing who to ask, not having anyone to turn to, look at our course. See how many students we have helped gain confidence and get the scores they need on their IELTS exams. Check out what they have to say about us. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. And it's confusing. It's deceptive because they have, the menu on the side has all the different IELTS, like speaking topics, letter topics. It looks like there are a lot of resources here. But when you actually go through some of the resources, none of it is in depth.
Yeah.
None of it is something that's actually going to like answer your questions or take away your anxiety or help you.
Right. It's like there's just enough resources so that you could stay hooked. You could stay in there there thinking that this is someone who knows IELTS. Like, they do address right. the specific, like, there's something specifically on general task one, right? General exam mm-hmm. task one. I mean, that's somewhat specific, more than someone who knows nothing about the IELTS exam could talk about, right? They have to know that there is a task one. So right. it goes just deep enough, but not deep enough to bring you to your target score, guys.
Exactly. And I just clicked on the academic task one stuff, and mm-hmm. it's like 5 steps to mastering academic task one. Know what the key information is. Mm. But then it doesn't tell you what that is. Like, yeah. what? So, guys, yeah, like, you deserve better than this. So, just beware. These are just red flags that we're telling you, because we know that there are a lot of IELTS resources out there, guys. And of course, we recommend our site above all else, because we have put in more effort into this podcast, into our YouTube channel, the blog articles, than really any other site. We have the most yes. solid, trusted resources out there. So if you want just a one-stop shop, yep. Go yeah, to IELTS.allearsenglish.com. This is our, 360... Oh. third episode. Yes. Like,
you could never get tired of our episodes, guys. You can binge all the way back to episode one, and there, and then once you understand the quality of our content, you can go ahead and get into our step-by-step course so that you can get that score increase guarantee. You can get that support that you're looking for.
Exactly. Exactly. So, I mean, we told you the red flag was, all of these different ads and stuff on the site right away. Like, that's a red flag. But, in our website, you can see this beneficial information, specific advice in so many areas, right? If you just go to the search bar, writing task one, you'll see like at least 10 different episodes, videos, articles that give you specific advice on how to get high score there. But again, like, that's only the beginning. If you want it in an organized way, we highly recommend our course, because we made it. Like Lindsay said, we don't come from a place of a business person. We come from a place of teaching.
Right.
Right. Like, yeah. we know that our course works. We have been teachers for many years. Mm-hmm. And we want you to learn in the best, most efficient way. So that is why we promote our course, because we believe in it and we know it works.
Exactly. And we charge for it, obviously, guys, because we know that when you pay money, you invest in something, you believe in it more, you will make more yeah. of a commitment to it. And it's just, it would be impossible for us to offer this level of quality of instruction and step-by-step help to you for free, unfortunately. So we charge for it, but guys, it's worth every penny.
Well, like we've said before, I mean, free resources will only take you so far. And I'm one of the stingiest people I know. I only right. shell out money if I absolutely have to. So mm-hmm. I get it. Like, yeah. If I were undertaking a super difficult task, I would try to do it for free first, for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah.
But mm-hmm. you realize you can only go so far.
Sure.
Right. Absolutely. So, yeah, I mean, you listen to us, you trust our advice, you know that we're coming from a place where we want you to succeed. And that's why our course exists.
That's it. And be careful yep. of these other sites, guys. I mean, maybe initially you're doing your search, you're starting to get a sense of what's real and what's not. You're weeding out the resources, and then, or you can just come straight to us, as Jessica said, IELTS.allearsenglish.com, and get started here. You know, you're in a safe place and a place that's going to lead you in the right direction.
Exactly. Get to know us, get comfortable with our strategies, and then go ahead and dive into the course, and then it's all organized for you.
All right. Very cool. Good advice. Something to watch out for in the IELTS world. I mean, there are a lot of people taking IELTS, guys. So therefore, there are a lot of people kind of looking to take advantage of people taking IELTS at the same time. Okay.
For sure. So I wouldn't have known that this was such a money-making thing unless mm-hmm. you were able to identify, like, oh yeah, these are all affiliate links. Like, this person is yeah. making money from all of these things.
Totally.
Crazy.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's kind of crazy. All right. Very cool. This has been so useful. Really good. Thanks for hanging out today, Jessica. Very fun
My
as well.
My pleasure. And enjoy Peru. I can't wait to hear all about it.
Yep, we'll be talking about it when I get back. We'll probably can do some kind of episode on it. Some kind of interesting way to learn IELTS based on this trip. So,
oh yeah, and connected to like travel questions. Okay, we're totally doing that.
Yes.
It's going to be awesome.
Love it. Okay, can't wait. All right, see you then.
All right, sounds good. Bye, Lindsay.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.